The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
The divorce rate in the United States is falling.
So millennials aren't getting divorced or not getting married?
Thanks to millennials.
Yep. What was the story on that? They're not getting married?
That's why the divorce rate is falling.
They're not getting married?
Yeah.
Good.
New University of Maryland study found that divorce rates fell 18% between 08 and 016. Millennials, along with Generation X, are waiting longer to get married.
Do that.
A, and making sure that they are marrying the right person. And then staying married. It helps that they are more financially stable because they're waiting longer to get married. But baby boomers, however, continue to get divorced and remarried and divorced and remarried.
Yes, they do.
Over and over again, even into their 70s.
That's because they're more traditional, Craig.
Yep.
They're more traditional.
I guess.
Marriage is sacred three or four times in your life. good for millennials.
Shame
a lot of crap down the future there.
Yeah, I guess it's not that they're not getting married, but they're getting married much later.
Later, right.
Much like you did. We're close to Gen Xers. We're in betweeners.
Yeah, boomers
divorcing. We're not millennials. This ain't Gen Xers, millennials.
Baby boomers still divorcing at much higher rates than previous generations did at similar ages. Fewer people are getting married. Those who do are the sort of people who are least likely to get divorced. Marriage is more and more, they say, an achievement of status rather than something that people do regardless of how they're doing. Many poorer and less educated Americans are opting not to get married at all. They're living together, raising kids, and not getting married.
You're flaunting God, Craig.
Yeah, he's going to be real pissed.
They're being reasonable.
Yeah.
Suck it, Jesus.
No, that's what they're saying right
now. They're not.
That's what they're saying.
They are not.
As they live together in sin with babies. With babies, even.
That kind of study is like, I always figure that like everybody else has their life together.
You know,
like,
no, they don't.
I hear numbers that prove where they're like, they waited, they have money.
No, they don't. They might have waited, but they don't. Yeah.
Now, we did the story a couple of weeks ago about the bride who wanted the fancy wedding.
I'm so pissed that people weren't donating to it.
And we're ticked that people weren't willing to spend $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 on her destination wedding.
Yeah, not just for them to fly there, for her to fly there, too.
She wanted like 60 grand or something like that.
I think it was $1,500 ahead, I think, was
what
the expected number.
She was, yeah.
Right. Another bride canceled her ceremony after guests refused to spend $3,000 for a destination wedding. Now then,
Is this the Kardashian effect? Is this what this is? These women go through.
I don't know.
Is it some sort of reality TV effect? Because there's a lot of money on those reality TV shows, and is it? There's got to be that effect.
It could be
that people just see this and they think they deserve it.
They probably had a friend who did the same thing.
Yeah, that might have had money.
Yeah, who may have been influenced by reality TV.
There is a Reddit thread now where there is a list of wedding demands that one woman set for the people that were going to her wedding. And this appears to come from a wedding coordinator who lays out the rules and regulations for those attending the couple's wedding. And if you were going to go to said wedding, here are the rules. And for us, they are just reasons to say, oh, well, I would do that, so therefore I can't go.
Right. I'm not going. I read the rules.
Right.
And I don't
exactly. Yeah. I read the rules. Yeah. I will not be attending.
you don't want me there. Yeah. Right. Got it.
Yes, obviously, I'm not fit for your wedding.
Well, first one, if it's the ceremony's in a church. That's one I won't go to anymore.
Good morning. I am the wedding coordinator and for these two people, reaching out to all confirmed guests to do a final head count and go over some rules and regulations of the wedding day. First of all, are you still attending with a plus one? Here's the rules and regulations. Please arrive 15 to 30 minutes early. I'm already out.
Yeah, because you got to sit there forever in a pew or something like that. You're just waiting. It sucks.
No, you get
nothing
there.
Nothing worse than that.
Yeah, you get there. If you're you try and get there 2 to 5 minutes ahead of time.
Before the bride sits down, walks down the aisle, right?
And you end up getting there maybe a minute ahead of time and just running in.
Right.
So they get there 15 to 30 minutes early. Okay, not. So
we're out on number one.
Which,
by the way, might be the most reasonable one, right? And we're still out.
Yes.
15 minutes? Screw that. You know how much I cramp up in a pew in 15 minutes? Sweaty and hot, June wedding. Screw this. Turning your neck around to see if somebody's walking down the aisle yet.
Now, this wouldn't affect us. Do not wear white, cream, or ivory.
I don't wear any of that anyway.
Right. And yeah, we wouldn't know. Don't wear anything other than a basic bob or a ponytail.
What?
Don't have a face full of makeup. We'd be fine there.
Yep.
Do not record during the ceremony.
I don't plan on that.
Do not check in on Facebook.
Are there a lot of phones going up at weddings? I haven't been in a wedding in a while.
I don't recall if there were a bunch of...
Are there a lot of phones showing up? Because obviously...
Probably.
Because there's... People still record stuff that's you can go home and watch it on TV that day.
Yeah. So most people don't want to see the ceremony once, let alone record it and go home and watch it.
Yeah, I know
again.
That, but you know people are with phones.
Yeah.
There's probably somebody like live streaming it for people that can't
there,
be there.
Like that movie.
Right. Do not check in on Facebook until instructed.
Pretty sure the last wedding I went to was my daughter's, and I don't recall a lot of people with their phones
but
out.
There weren't many people at that one. I'm talking about a full church wedding. Somebody's got that phone rolling.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right. If there's a bunch of people there. Somebody can't resist.
Let's see. Do not. Everyone could not check in on Facebook until they were told to.
Jesus, shut
that's
up.
A big deal. Let's see. And in all caps, do not talk to the bride at all.
What do you mean?
That will not be an issue.
No. Wow.
Ever?
Apparently during the ceremony.
I violated that one.
There you go.
I think there's nothing worse than being in a wedding and you are the plus one and you don't know the people. And you have to walk down and shake hands. I mean, you don't know them at all. Oh. And I've been a couple of those, and they're just brutal.
Yeah. If you're walking the bride down the aisle, can you talk to her?
Yes. This is not people within the wedding. This is anybody else.
Oh, these are guests.
I never heard that. Yeah. Don't talk to the bride. Is it bad luck? Like she's got a no-hitter going?
Or she's just busy.
Okay.
She don't want to talk to you.
Oh, don't bug her. Okay. Yeah. That's no
and
issue.
And lastly, you must come with a gift of $75 or more if you want to be admitted.
75?
Wow. Yes, and everyone will toast with Remy. There are no exceptions.
Do they have somebody checking the value of the gift?
Apparently they do, or maybe you have to get it from a particular place.
Well, you do, but even people are registered at places, some of the stuff's not $75.
Yeah,
so people can be, still sign up for the registration, and if you don't register for anything that's less than $75.
All right, I bought you two toasters to hit the $75 mark.
They're still damn expensive.
Two toasters at $8 just taped to the side. Is this $75?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like that wedding was no fun.
No.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Bitch.
First, I thought
bitch.
It might have been a real religious thing with the makeup and stuff, but if everybody's drinking Remy.
No.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.